And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
Having him back at shortstop makes the Twins an instant contender to win the division. Carlos Correa joins us. And Carlos, how good can this offense and defense be?
I think we're going to be great. You got a great hitting coach in David Popkins who's working one-on-one with every single guy. And I think we're going to be a threat out there. You know, nobody has us on their radar, but I think we're going to surprise a lot of people.
I know you're on the other side of the workout area from the pitchers, but boy, they've got some arms in camp, and there's like 8-9 legit guys who could be in this rotation.
Yeah, that's good. It's good to have options. It's good to have depth. We're in a good spot right now.
All right, good stuff, Carlos. And hey, we'll talk about the young stars when we come back.
Dad, your garden is amazing.
I'll plant even more next year.
One more mile makes 10.
Way to go, Kate.
All right, guys, let's play one more. 1, 2, 3, 4.
At Trinity Health, we're dedicated to helping people do more. All across North Dakota and eastern Montana, we're working to improve lives and help build healthier communities. We're here with great primary care physicians and specialists committed to your well-being. We deliver the latest advances in cancer, heart, orthopedic, neurosurgical, and women's medicine. And in emergencies, we're here with life-saving care in our Level 2 Trauma Center. Every day at Trinity Health, we're doing more, so you can enjoy all the promise of a lifetime lived well. Trinity Health, making more possible. To learn more or to find a physician, visit makingmorepossible.com.
Twins shortstop Carlos Correa. And Carlos, you had the chance to watch some of these guys grow into major leaguers last year. Guys like Nick Gordon, Jose Miranda. In fact, Jose confirmed to me, and I heard this, that you'd said last year on the trading deadline that you told the brass, it's your guys' job to do what you're going to do, but if I were you, the one guy I would not trade is Jose Miranda. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. I'm really high on him, on his potential, on his talent. He's going to be a great slugger in this game, and you know, you don't trade away guys that are naturally good hitters.
With the Astros and the Twins now, you've seen a lot of guys in the batting cage, a lot of guys out on the field. What caught your eye about Miranda?
You just know, man. You've been around the game long enough and you've seen so many swings and so much talent that at some point you just know which guys are going to be able to perform, which guys are not, and what swings are going to work and what swings are not. He's definitely a guy that has all the talent and his swing is going to work.
How about your game? You where you want to be right now?
Yeah, I just got to get more playing time. I've only played 4 or 5 games because I had to leave for a couple of days for my new baby. But yeah, I'll be ready in 2 weeks for sure for opening day.
Awesome, Carlos. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate you. And have a great 2023.
Thank you.
Carlos Correa, everybody. That concludes this one. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by Trinity Health, making more possible. And if you're visiting Fort Myers Beach, be sure to check out the new hotspot, Wahoo Willie's Tiki Bar and Grill.